I remember reading in a book somewhere by Warren Wiersbe, probably a commentary, where he said, Satan is deceptive. Again, no duh. But he went on to say, he likes to use God's vocabulary, but he doesn't use God's dictionary. Ah, so insightful. And that's why knowing what God is doing and saying can sometimes be so confusing, because Satan gets in there. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Whatever you have to say, whatever you do, whatever's going on, let me know. Hey, also, we are brought to you by Well Built Body. That's Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Hey, so today, as we look at the topic, I want to suggest to you that you go to, take your Bible, that's important, go to Colossians chapter 1. It's not a long chapter, but read through it, and you get much more kind of insight as to where we're going today. But we're basically talking about this. The book of Colossians is written to a new church, body of believers, and they're facing all kinds of messages from their community, political leaders, religious leaders, kind of what we get today from the woke mod and from politicians and from churches that have gone far left and whatever. The church really wants to know God's will in all these matters. So Paul writes to them, and specifically in verses 9 through 15, he says, God wants you to know his will. He wants you to understand it and know how to execute it. That right there is comforting. God wants me to know his will. He's not hiding it. We don't have to earn it. He doesn't say, if you're good enough. He wants you to know his will, understand it, and he wants you to know how to execute it. And a lot of that comes through the spiritual realm. So how to know God's will? Well, Paul tells them to seek out conferences, visions, dreams, the next hot evangelist, get the opinions of influencers on social media, go to a lot of different churches, and no, he doesn't say any of that. But how many of us today do that? How many of us look on Instagram and, you know, back in the day, people used to flip open their Bible and just pick a verse and say, God, answer me, and do that. That's kind of what we do with social media now. We just flip through Instagram and wherever it stops, okay, God, answer me. Or we Google it or we go YouTube it and we're trying to find God's will. Paul doesn't give us any reason to do any of that. In fact, he basically says there's God's general will, which is seen clearly in Scripture. We see that God desires all of us to serve him, to make him known, to glorify him, to sacrifice for him, to share the gospel, to heal the sick. But then there's his specific will for each of us. And by the way, his specific will never goes against his general will. So how exactly does God want us to serve, sacrifice, glorify, love, evangelize? Well, in what job? In what gifting? In what area of church relationships? In what? And how in my marriage? And how with my kids? How do I do it? When, where, how, all these. These are all specifics of his personal will for us. But here is why many times we don't see it and we don't walk in it. Paul shares a secret in Colossians verse 11 in chapter 1. He says it's through endurance and patience, pushing in and not giving up. Rich Bueller, yes, Bueller, you can insert joke there, in his book, New Choices, New Boundaries, realized that everything that caused him to grow in his life was due to problems along with perseverance and pushing in. Look, every good thing, every time you find yourself right in the middle of God's will, you'll realize that it did not happen by accident. It happened because you faced some unknown problems, trials, and you chose to persevere and push into them. And through that, God brought you into the center of his will. Remember the life of Joseph? I hope you do. I mean, it's a classic story. Joseph is the youngest of, what, 7 or 8 brothers, and he shares a dream. This is what I feel like God wants me to do. In fact, the dream is really God's will for his life, and his brothers are not so happy at all. In fact, they're very jealous. So they sell him into slavery. They get his dad to think that he was eaten by a lion, And then it seems like every time Joseph starts to fall into like a good spot, it backfires. You know, he starts to work for Potiphar and it backfires. And then he gets accused of rape and all these different things. And what's funny is if you're Joseph, every time things start to turn around and you feel like things are going well, you could be confused to think that you're in the center of God's will. And you might be definitely serving God and in his will, but not the perfect will. See, ultimately the perfect will for Joseph was to rule and reign that country. That's the dream that was given to him as a young man. So we understand there are many times we feel like we're in a good place. We're in God's will. Keep pushing in because hard times are going to come and it ultimately is going to put you into God's perfect will. I don't think David ever, when he started working for Potiphar as a slave and became the number one slave in Potiphar's house, was like, this is it. This is where I'm supposed to be. No, I think he realized this is just one step to the ultimate center of God's perfect will. But listen, problem after problem, he wasn't the cause of them, by the way. He pushed in, he persevered, and knew that what others meant for harm, God meant for placing him in the center of his perfect will. He literally says what all the things that people meant to do for harm, that God used those to put him in the center of God's will. So today, push in, persevere. Thank God you're entering into his perfect will. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.